You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They're cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
It is the best day of the week. It's the best day of the week. Come on! Come on!
Atlanta and Tampa and
yes.
No Warriors, this is not the best day of the week.
Bucky Irving is playing in 3 hours. Am I right, Grandy?
Whatever.
Let's go!
Yeah, go Ducks.
Let's freaking go! Let's go!
The pick is in, too,
I know
by the
it
way.
Is. I know it is. And the Warriors play tomorrow night. I said this to you yesterday. This snuck up on me, this feels like the All-Star break this week.
A little bit.
Who the hell makes this schedule? What are we doing? Niner bye week and the Warriors have 5 days. What are we doing? What are we doing? Let's get some sports going around these parts.
Well, the Warriors could have had a game if they didn't mail it in the cup, the NBA cup. They would have had a cup semifinal tonight, I think.
I got so triggered last night. Somebody who covers the Lakers, it might have been McMenamin, somebody who covers the Lakers. The Lakers were playing a basketball game, some sort of cup. Shmup, whatever the hell they're all doing.
Yeah, that's a good question.
And somebody tweets out, were they in a close game? I don't know, a couple minutes to go. Maybe they're down by one or something.
The Spurs kind of dominated them.
Okay, maybe not. Maybe it was the third quarter. Maybe they were starting the fourth. Whatever it was. I was like, whatever. You're all doing with your NBA cup. Celebrate your cup. I don't care. But they started going, all right, we're going to the fourth quarter, and here's what's on the line. If the Lakers can rally and win this game, then all of the players will guarantee themselves at least $181,000 and have a chance at $500,000. And I was like, I could not care about anything less than what an NBA player is going to win for their bank account if they win the cup. Oh, my God. Fix this, Adam Silver, now, yesterday. Please, we don't show up for which millionaires are going to win more millions. It's reverse psychology. It's awful. I can't stand the NBA Cup.
Well, the only thing that they could do to fix it would be to do something with the playoffs that actually teams and players both care about, which would be automatic seed elevation. If you win the cup, then you go from either you're not a playoff or a play-in team, you're in the play-in now. Sorry, 10 seed, you get bumped. Or you're in the play-in and you get elevated to the 6 seed. Sorry, 6 seed, you get bumped. That's the only thing you could do to satisfy players and teams alike would be to do some sort of a seed elevation. Because you're right. If the Warriors win the cup and Steph Curry gets 500K, that is...
whatever.
It's 1%. Of his salary. Like, it's less.
He just made 500K for being in the game.
That's a game.
Right. Like anyway.
That's a game.
I want to go down that whole, remember, the whole idea of the cup was to stop load management. It didn't stop load management. Didn't work. Start over. Go back to the drawing board.
Yep.
Whole thing didn't work.
Seed elevation.
Right. So anyway, we referenced in the crossover quite a few times the press conference that Joe Burrow had and things that Adam Schefter said. And I don't want to make the assumption that all of you out there know exactly what happened.
Get your tissue if you haven't heard it.
Well,
this is sad.
It's weird. So let's hear. I want you to hear this now, okay? And this was actually yesterday that this happened. But Joe Burrow's just having his regular weekly press gathering. I don't know if anybody thought this was coming. But here's a full back and forth, and the subject is basically whether or not Joe's having any fun.
You know, if I want to keep doing this, I have to have fun doing it. You know, I've been through a lot, and if it's not fun, then what am I doing it for? So that's the mindset I'm trying to bring to the table.
How much fun are you having right now? Is it difficult to have fun given the season, what you've been through physically, emotionally, all of it? Is it tough?
Yes, certainly.
Did you have fun playing? How much of it was fun before? And winning's always fun, but in general, was it as fun before you got hurt? Did you view it that way at least?
No, I wouldn't say I viewed it that way. I think.
What was the changing point?
Changing point. I'm not sure. I'm not sure there was a singular moment or time. It's just a reflection. Reflection on a lot of things that I've done and been through in my career. I think, you know, I've been through more than most, and certainly not easy on the brain or the body, so just trying to have fun doing it again.
You seem like there's something on your mind, or maybe I'm reading too much into it, but seem frustrated.
There's just a lot of things going on right now. A lot of things going on right now.
Football related, personally?
All of the above.
Yeah. Like, it's another one of those days where I'm like, I have a question, Joe. Can I be there, please?
For just $275 million, you too can be miserable throwing a piece of leather to other grown men.
Well, okay. That's very Dan Dibley of you.
Super, super cynical. How sad was that? It was really sad.
I know that it's not popular. We love to tell the multi-millionaires, hey, button up, buttercup. Your life's perfect. Get on out there.
For just $1.5 million a game, you too can take a snap and throw an interception.
Yeah, football hurts like hell.
No doubt.
Football hurts like hell. Thank you. Football, it hurts like hell.
If you could please contribute to Joe Burrow's fund, he's really sad right now.
For just $1.
He's got $46 million as a cap hit this year. To actually not play very often because he had a hurt toe. For just $275 million, you too can go out there and throw 47 touchdowns and still lose. And throw 3 picks and still lose. And have a team that has no expectations because your franchise is a joke. For just $275 million, you can help Joe Burrow gut it out and play football. Call now. 1-888- Joe Burrow. It's the Joe Burrow hotline. He needs you.
For just $1.
Thank you, Go.
Call his message phone. Call his message phone
thank
right
you,
now.
Grandy.
Yeah.
Cynical, mean-spirited.
For sure.
I get it.
For sure. I don't know what's going on here. So when you hear that, is your first thought,
what is going on here?
Hey, thank you, we could get Joe Burrow, right? The morning show did a lot of this. That's where their minds went. We could get Joe Burrow. Call the Bengals because he's going to ask out and offer them Brock Purdy and 2 picks, and you can have Joe Burrow. I mean, it's the Goff Stafford deal.
So you're giving up Purdy and picks?
Of course you would.
Okay.
Of course you would.
Yeah.
It's the Goff Stafford deal.
I'm out.
You're out?
You got Stafford, who actually wanted
to play
football.
Won a Super Bowl.
Right, and he wanted to play football.
See, I don't know that. I'm with you. That was my first question is, does this intrigue you or does it scare you? It
scares me.
And I think that's fair, but I'm frustrated because I'm like, I don't know if that's what he was saying, and no one asked, is it personal or is it football? Well, sure, yeah. Is this hard because you guys are losing? Yes. Stop asking those yes or no questions. If you want to ask a yes or no question, which an interviewer is not really supposed to do, try this one. Do you want to play football?
Yeah.
Are you questioning your future? Do you want to be a Bengal next year? Those were the questions.
Possibly.
But I'm not coming down their road because they sounded completely caught off guard. As I would have been.
Right.
I think they were there for like, you guys are playing the Ravens this week. What do you think
exactly.
of Lamar?
How's the Joe? Joe, yeah. You feel like you're close to 100%?
Joe sits down and goes, yeah, everything's awful. And I'm not having any fun.
I'm not having any fun.
Wow. And you all and we are correct in thinking this could change the whole league. If it goes a certain way. But I don't know if that's the way it's going to go.
Nobody knows the way it's going to go. But I look at his career and rookie season, torn ACL, MCL, PCL, meniscus in his left knee. So, yeah, left knee, kaboom. That whole thing blew up. And then you had a pinky issue. You had a calf strain. You got turf toe. I'm not saying he's injury prone because I think that all football players are, as you've said so many times. But you're looking at 6 years in, and he's had major time missed based on injury, and now you hear this, where he's not having any fun?
So I'm going to, for the moment, guesswork is needed here because no one asked, do you want to play football and do you want to be a Bengal? So I'm going to take a guess here that Joe, in the wake of another missed playoff and this time injury-riddled, painful season again, I'm going to guess that what Joe is saying is my team has failed me. And he's right. He's right, by the way. So I'm going to put Joe Burrow on the list. And there's always a short list in sports. Giannis is on it right now. I'm going to put Joe Burrow on that list, which is the list of I'm really good. I'm in my prime. And what you're doing around me isn't working. It isn't working. And in football's case, when you do that to a player, it hurts. It hurts really bad. And I don't mean emotionally. I mean physically. Joe Burrow is getting pummeled behind a horrible offensive line. Joe Burrow's defense has been non-existent. And they have disenfranchised their best player on that side of the ball as well, and he's going to be gone at the end of the year. He only sees this getting worse, but ooh, they've got fancy receivers who are super fun for all of us who have them in our fantasy league.
Put your name on it.
I would want out too.
Then say it.
Yeah, no one asked. Well, so he doesn't have to.
Well, I mean, he does now. He doesn't have to now, but when you go out there and you have that press conference, yeah. It leads everyone to wonder about what it is. Stand on it.
Yeah, well, but again, no one asked. We're sponsored by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans. How about some of your calls? Are you intrigued by that or are you scared by that if you're one of the other NFL teams? 888-957-9570. We will take your calls right now. Plus, coming up next, you have to hear what Adam Schefter said after this press conference with regard to what the rest of the league was thinking when they heard it. So that's coming up next. Glad you're with us on the best day of the week. It's Willard and Dibs.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What are you asking exactly? I'm so confused by your question.
What's the question? I think you just answer your own question, but that helps answer your question better.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
The question is, does this make you thirsty or scared?
Scared.
Joe Burrow, again, yesterday, his 29th birthday, in front of the Cincinnati media.
You know, if I want to keep doing this, I have to have fun doing it. You know, I've been through a lot, and if it's not fun, then what am I doing it for? So that's the mindset I'm trying to bring to the table.
How much fun are you having right now? Is it difficult to have fun, given the season, what you've been through physically, emotionally, all of it? Is it tough?
Yeah, certainly.
Did you have fun playing? How much of it was fun before? Winning's always fun, but in general, was it as fun before you got hurt? Did you view it that way at least?
No, I wouldn't say I viewed it that way, I think.
What was the changing point?
Changing point. I'm not sure there was a singular moment or time. It's just a reflection on a lot of things that I've done and been through in my career, I think. And I've been through more than most, and certainly not easy on the brain or the body, so just trying to have fun doing it again.
You seem like there's something on your mind. Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but it seemed frustrated.
There's just a lot of things going on right now. A lot of things going on right now.
Football related, personally?
All of the above.
All of the above. That's all I needed to hear. That's as close as we got to any sort of an official answer that this is about the Bengals. And so, more on that in a second, and we'll play that Adam Schefter sound for you, but we want to break some news as well from the Golden State Warriors. Steph Curry has officially been cleared to play tomorrow night against the Minnesota Timberwolves as they return to action at home at 7 o'clock. Draymond Green is officially out for that game tomorrow night. Al Horford out, we knew that. Draymond Green, though, a bit of a question mark, not ready to go yet. He will be out for the game tomorrow night. Steph is in.
Really okay. Quick, guys. The Draymond absence is listed under personal reasons.
Personal reasons.
I know that his wife is expecting, so it might be related to that. But it is a personal absence for Draymond.
Yeah, I did see that he missed practice yesterday, but it was not injury-related. So hopefully it's a wonderful thing for Draymond, for his family, why he's missing tomorrow night's
game. It's a wonderful life. And we're getting up to into that portion of the calendar to where you can start to make those holiday references. I do know this, that they are 9-7 when they have Butler, Green, and Curry all together, 4-5 when they don't. So this will be the 10th game of 26 that they play without the big three.
Without all of them.
All together in Al Horford, sciatica. Hopefully, that thing can get better. But as a guy older than Al Horford, I know that things like sciatica, they can flare up and they can stick around for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, look, Al Horford dealing with nagging old person injuries is not terribly shocking.
Who could have seen that coming?
But he's also not a linchpin for this team.
Right.
Nice to have. but not a linchpin for this team, I don't think.
No, I mean, and you honestly, you probably want Al in April more than you want Al in December.
Correct.
If you had your pick. So April, hopefully it'll matter, but the way they're kind of going at 13 and 12, April might not be as guaranteed as we all thought.
Super interesting game tomorrow night and a little bit later in the show, and certainly for a lot of the show tomorrow, we'll get you ready for that game because I know there are a lot of eyes on how this lineup sort of comes out. Steph Curry returns to it. You're coming off the DMP for Jonathan Kuminga. Everybody's going to have all of their abacus out so that they can, chart minutes and rotations and all of these things. But it's also a big game because it sort of marks a little bit of a new stretch, I think. Steph coming back, you're back home, you've now had some rest, some practice, all of the things that they've been asking for. And so here we go. So we'll have more on that. But we do want to get back to the Joe Burrow thing. So you just heard again what Joe said yesterday in front of the Cincinnati media. Well, that got Schefter's cockles up.
Yep.
And he released this from his own podcast earlier today through ESPN.
Other teams in the league took notice of that. I could tell you that for a fact. I know that because I was texting with some of them. Andrew Luck, when he retired, had played 86 NFL games and been sacked 174 times. Joe Burrow has played 13 fewer games, 73, and been sacked 203 times. So he's played 13 fewer games and been sacked 29 more times than Andrew Luck was. And he sounded like a guy on Wednesday who was deeply reflective, contemplative, and thoughtful about how he wanted his future to proceed. Those were alarming words. Those were alarming words. That got the attention of a lot of people. I can tell you that right now. And that'll be something to pay attention. Now, maybe it's just the end of the season, but in many ways, the organization has failed him. Defense has not held up its end of the bargain. The offensive line has not protected him. And yes, he wanted the wide receivers. He had to pay the wide receivers, and therefore you can't pay every... But you know what? In his words, there are a lot of things going on right now. That's what he said. Now, I don't know if he's referring to his personal life or just football in general, but a lot of things going on. If I were his employer and I was somebody that wanted to keep him in the order, that would have my attention. And I would make sure that I'm getting with Joe Burrow to make sure that while there are a lot of things going on, we've got a lot of solutions to try to help you through this.
Yeah, I would say that too. But at the same time, this can't be brand new. You know where my brain goes every time there's a press conference.
Why now?
Why are you saying this into a microphone? And if you're saying it into a microphone, that tells me on some level that whatever you've said behind the scenes hasn't worked. That's all. Whenever you find to me, player or coach in front of a microphone is kind of like, it's like a yelling parent. And boy, I know all of us parents wish we were able to control doing a little bit less of that. But sometimes you reach the end of your rope or you feel like the message that you have been trying to get across every single damn day is not getting home. So you raise your voice or you enact a punishment or whatever. That is often the angle that a player has. All roads, for example.
Yep.
What did Jonathan Kuminga do when he doesn't like his minutes? We call Shams and have him tweet. You use the media. That is, I have to guess that's what Joe Burrow's doing. So while I get where you're coming from and you say this kind of scares me because maybe Joe doesn't want to play football anymore, I'm still in the space. You might be right, but I'm going to guess that Joe Burrow doesn't want to play football anymore for the Bengals.
Well, yeah, and I just want to look at the short sample of what happened this past weekend where, you know, you're balling out and you lead your team down the field. You're up by 3 points. You drive down. You go 7 of 8 on a drive. You score the PAT. You're up 10 with 8:44 to go against Buffalo, and you're thinking, yeah, all right, I'm doing what I'm doing. And then Buffalo uses 1:01 and Josh Allen scrambles for 40 yards and a touchdown. Now it's a 3-point game. And so in a minute of actual game time, you're back on the field. And then he threw that pick six, which was kind of a weird play call. And, you know, credit the Buffalo defender for going up and snatching it. And it's a pick six. And now you're again in Bengal territory, which means now all of a sudden you're trailing and you're unable to lead your team back and you lose to Buffalo and you played in the snow and you put up another 30 burger. You put up 34 points. But again, that's not enough because you're Cincinnati. So I do think that that's part of it. But also what Schefter was saying there about the amount of times he's been sacked, I'm sure part of it is I'm just tired. I'm tired of fighting back from injury, these terrible injuries. I'm fighting back for what? So I can go out there and not be protected and have a defense that gives up 30-plus every week?
Don't forget who Joe Burrow is, I think, at his core. Because a lot of people...
I don't know Joe Burrow.
No, but I'm just talking about what we've watched. Joe Burrow and having fun used to be synonymous. Joe Burrow is Mr. National Championship Cigar Guy. Joe Burrow has plenty of fun. Do you watch him in quarterbacks, by the way?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's a little bit of an, I mean, again, I always, I'm hesitant because this is the way things are edited and whatnot.
Right.
A little bit of an interesting guy.
Yep.
Some could call him maybe an odd bird.
Not quite a goofball, but he certainly is a little bit different.
He has some different interests, some things that you wouldn't sort of expect, but that's fine. Whatever. I don't think we've ever seen that rear its head on the football field, but you do, like, I'm weary of what you're saying because... I do think you have to be careful about stuff like that. You and I have had this conversation. Many coaches have told us behind the scenes that when they're going through an evaluation process of a player, one of the things that they really want to see or that they ask themselves that I don't think most fans ever get to hear is not about how fast do you run, how high do you jump, how do you come off the line, let's do all those football skills. They want to know, does he love football? And when you have a conversation like this, similar to what you're saying, it's going to make people wonder, do you still love football? Andrew Luck up and walked off the field in the middle of the preseason one year.
Yep.
And you hear Adam Schefter bring up Andrew Luck's name in this. But for the moment, until I know more, I don't think that Joe Burrow is considering retirement or not liking football. I think he's not liking football with Cincinnati. Like, he's watching teams in his division with championship coaches like battle out to win the whole thing with a 500 record. There is not that much being asked of this team.
No.
Like, win 9 games and you are right in
this
sucker.
You might win the division at 9-8.
And they can't do it. They can't do it. Largely this year because they got him hurt again. And last year, he played the whole thing. He played.
They went 9-8.
And he was potentially the best player in the league.
He was good, yeah.
Statistically, he was the best player in the league. And they won 9 games in a division where you get to play the Browns twice. And the other two teams are like solid.
Last year they were better.
Yeah, they're solid franchises, but they're not running away with anything. They're not, you know what I mean? The Steelers don't even have a quarterback. And they win more games than the Bengals.
It's interesting the way you put that about Joe Burrow because you had me thinking about Andrew Luck, who also was a little bit of a different guy and still is. And you realize if he was quarterbacking still in the NFL, he would not be the oldest quarterback. He wouldn't be the second oldest. He might be about the sixth oldest. He's only 36, and he's been out of the league now since 2018.
Yep.
He just walked away before he was 30 because he was a different guy, and he was really, really intellectual, and his dad is a front office guy from Major League Soccer and beyond, and so Andrew Luck got to a spot where he's like, there's other things I want to do, and I want my body to be in some sort of a shape, and so he walked away, and he had a couple years left on his deal, and he just walked away, so it's not unheard of.
No, it's not unheard of, and I get it. I mean, it might be something that we need to think about in the age of handing out $50 to $60 million contracts to quarterbacks, which is that they play a few years, and if you're not protecting them, they're like, you know what? I think my bank account's good. Why do I need to keep doing this? And some will be maniacal, like Tom Brady or Philip
Rivers,
for God's sake.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers still doing it.
Yeah. So you might get maniacs like that, but I think you'll also get some of the opposite, which is, you know what? I have $200 million in the bank. I'm 30 or 31 or whatever. This hurts. We're not going anywhere. So why don't I go home? I don't necessarily, again, I don't yet believe that that's what's happening here. But to me, there are two 49er-related things that come out of this. Number one, to me, it is a message to the 49ers organization as they now have one of these highly paid quarterbacks. He's not Joe Burrow, but it doesn't matter. You have invested in him as a $50-plus million quarterback. You better protect him. So it's great this year that you went all defense. That's great. But you're going to need to do that with the offensive line really soon. You're going to have to. Trent Williams is going to retire. You are going to have to change this. I even, for instance, look at some of the recent 49er victories. You know this about the Cleveland Browns game. That's a good pass rush, but guess what? In that game, that was the highest pressure rate the Browns have had all year. All year. Now, it didn't look like that because Brock Purdy's mobile and he's good and they had a game plan to get the ball out of his hands. But the offensive line is performing better, but they're not great and Trent is old. And so you better protect your guy first and foremost in the NFL if you have a highly paid quarterback, or you can get this. So to me, that's message number one. Message number two goes to all the teams. Joe Burrow might want out. He might be the Giannis of the NFL right now. And I think all of the teams, unless you're the Bills or the Chiefs, gosh, who else? I think all of the teams would need to be interested in that. All of them.
I mean, depending on who you are and what you want to pay your quarterback, and if you have a rookie like Drake May, you're not going to be interested, and Bo Nix on a rookie deal and all the rest of it. It depends on how you want to build your team. Joe Burrow is making north of 50, and he has got an injury history. So he's already got a knee where you tore up three ligaments and the meniscus, and you've got, you know, the toe, and the toe's going to stay with you your whole career. And he's had, almost every year, he's had some sort of injury, and he's a guy who's now on the record saying, you know, I'm just not having fun. I'm not having very much fun right now, and maybe it's because you're a Bengal, although they're 3-1 this year when he quarterbacks, when he's the starter. So what's not fun about that? That to me becomes a little bit of a red flag. And you talked about the Niners, and they've only allowed 20 sacks this year, which is the fifth fewest in football. So as much as, yeah, Mac gets out of his hands and Brock's mobile and he runs around, the pass O-line has been really good. The run-blocking O-line has not been as good. And I know what you're saying about the future.
Yeah, I'm looking forward.
And Trent being older, and you know, you've got other spots where you're going to have to get upgrades. Their pass protection this year has been very good.
Again, here's Joe Burrow with regard to, and we'll piece this apart a little bit. Here's the part about having fun.
You know, if I want to keep doing this, I have to have fun doing it. You know, I've been through a lot, and if it's not fun, then what am I doing it for? So that's the mindset I'm trying to bring to the table.
And to me, here's what I really wanted the assembled media to get to is either like, is this something about your personal life or is this the Bengals? And I really would have loved for them to get to, do you want to be a Bengal and do you want to be a football player? This is as close as they got right here.
There's just a lot of things going on right now.
Football related, personally.
All of the above.
Yeah, football, personal, all of the above. You know what they kept doing? And I don't want to be media cop, but they kept, in the way they questioned him, they kept giving him an out. Is it football? Is it personal? Yes. What if you had just stopped?
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is it football? Joe, is this football related? I would have loved to hear what he had to say. Joe, is this Bengals related? Do you want to be a Bengal anymore? Wouldn't you love to hear him answer that right now? And why don't we, instead of just looking at it through the Niner lens, let's look at it for a minute through the Bengals lens. Let's say this does at least get to the neighborhood of where Giannis is right now. He too has not demanded a trade yet, but we're sort of all in this spot where we feel like we're climbing a staircase that's going to lead there, right? All right. What if Joe's there? If you're the Bengals and Joe says, you got to get me out of here. I'm not reporting next year. You have to get me out of here. The first thing you're going to try to do is talk him out of it. But what if you can't? Then the second thing you need to do, if you were going to trade Joe and you're the Bengals, what would you be looking for? What do you want back?
You want probably a first-round pick, if not two first-round picks, and unless you can get an actual really good starting quarterback. But the teams that have good starting quarterbacks don't want to trade their good starting quarterback. And I mean, if you're the Niners,
again,
you'd trade Brock Purdy and two firsts for Joe Burrow.
No question.
No, thank you.
No, why not?
Because Purdy is younger. Purdy has been proven in this system to work. We don't know if Joe Burrow would work in this system.
Joe Burrow would work in any system.
Joe Burrow may not want to play football anymore.
Right. No, so, you got to get that.
I mean, what
answer
are we talking about
you
here?
Got, obviously, you're going to get that answer.
We know that Brock Purdy wants to play. He wants to play here. He wins here, and he does well here. And if you want to look at their numbers in their careers on all the metrics, they're a lot closer than, oh, Joe Burrow, top four quarterback, Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant. If you want to look at like the actual numbers, postseason numbers, regular season numbers, the Niners have been better than the Bengals, maybe not offensively in totality, but they've been better. There is no way I'm trading Brock Purdy and two first-round picks for Joe Burrow.
Wow.
No chance, no way, no how. No, thank you.
Maybe you're the president of Brockistan.
Not even close.
That's
I'm a guy who understands the value of first-round picks and what this team needs.
I'm shocked that you're looking
Brock
at
Purdy.
It through the lens of numbers. What do your eyes tell you? What does your heart tell you when you watch these two play football?
My eyes tell me that Brock Purdy is a guy who does really well in this offense.
Yes.
My eyes tell me that Joe Burrow is an amazing fantasy football quarterback for a team that has... They've got better weapons than the Niners, and so he puts up better numbers, but he doesn't play more winning football.
What are weapons?
Weapons are wide receivers.
Right.
In an offense that they go, and I would imagine they go 11 personnel, if not 10 personnel, with four wide receivers. And so Joe Burrow doesn't have to execute the fakes, the motion, all of the other nuances that Shanahan runs.
Like, if you asked any QB, what would you rather have? Great weapons on the outside or a great offensive line? They're all going to answer the exact same way.
It just depends on how you're going to compare that. The Bengals' offensive line this year has not been bad.
Yes, they're terrible.
They don't give up that many sacks.
I don't want numbers. He hasn't
the
been
numbers
on
the, are the reality.
He hasn't been on the field.
Right, and so when he's not on the field and you've got Jake Browning, then defenses are going to scheme you up a little bit differently.
Yeah, like Joe Burrow, and this is not just about the four games that he's played this year, obviously.
Right.
Joe Burrow has been through multiple major injuries. And we just heard Adam Schefter talk about how he has been sacked way more than Andrew Luck in fewer games. And Andrew was forced to retire. Not forced. He decided to retire.
He chose to retire. Right.
So again, I'm with
you. A lot
you.
Of that is offensive design too. Like the Bengals throw the ball a lot more than the Niners do because the Bengals have to.
Right. And that's part of the point. I mean, there's all sort of nuance here in comparison pieces. I don't think you think Brock Purdy's a better player than Joe Burrow, though, do you?
I think that Brock Purdy in this offense is better than what Burrow might be. I don't know what Joe Burrow might be with his injury history. And by the way, he gets hurt almost every year. And I don't know if Joe Burrow is going to be as effective running the Shanahan system as Brock Purdy
is. Has Joe Burrow's injury history been significantly worse than Brock Purdy's?
Way worse.
Really?
I mean,
How so?
Well, Joe Burrow had a knee injury his rookie year that cost him three ligaments and a meniscus.
Yes.
Brock Purdy had an elbow. Purdy had a toe.
Multiple ligaments.
It was one ligament, I mean, and it was an internal brace, and it's much less severe than an ACL, MCL, PCL, and a meniscus.
It's his throwing arm.
But can you admit that?
No, because he's a quarterback. Right. So his throwing arm is markedly more important
but
than his right knee.
But his throwing arm has come back and not been an issue. And
same with Joe Burrow's
much
knee.
Much like when you have Tommy John, when you get the Tommy John surgery, you come back and a lot of times you're even stronger than you were.
Let's keep talking this out. This is fascinating to me. President of Brockistan over here.
You're about to get removed from office.
Up for re-election, and it's not going well. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. 888-957-9570. Is the number. There's a lot of branches on this tree. And so we'll let you hear it again, what Joe Burrow had to say yesterday, and it certainly has the league's attention. 888-957-9570. It's Weather and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Discover's accepted where I like to shop.
Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.